So the season has come down to an overtime. The Packer offense will get it first.
I think the advantage goes to the Green Bay Packers, first and foremost because of Brett Favre.
Well, once it went to overtime, at that point, they couldn't run the ball. And as bad as it sounds, you want Brett Favre to throw the ball. We knew that he was going to give us opportunity. He gave us several opportunities in the game to catch the ball and finish the plays, and we just need one more.
Second and 8 for Green Bay at their own 28-yard line. Favre back to pass, takes a deep drop, steps up, looking to his right, and the pass intercepted by the Giants at the 40-yard line. Corey Webster got the pick, and he's tackled at the Packer 34.
Yeah. Young man has come back from the depths of the dungeon. I mean, he was buried in the doghouse, and he worked his way back on the field. Got his confidence late in the year, and he's been a major contributor here.
You know, I felt that, you know, Brent Favre and Driver had a connection for, you know, a long time, a big pass history. So I knew to be on my P's and Q's, especially if they were going to come out and pass the ball. And he ran a quick out route, and I was able to undercut it.
Corey was benched. Corey didn't play well earlier in the season. But in the playoffs, he became a different person. And I think we all forgot about what happened previously and we moved on because he worked his tail off to get back to where he was. And when that ball floated from the left hash all the way to their sideline, it was a no-brainer.
I felt that the most important thing about that was being able to make a play for my team and getting them to the next level.